Hello everyone and welcome to episode 9 of the Peer Geek podcast. And I'll start by apologizing for the time it's taken to get around to recording this episode. And it's actually the first chance I've had to actually do it. And there's a couple of things that have made it difficult. And that the first thing being that I've been on a workshop tour throughout Asia, and I had left my recording mic, back in Australia. And I did attempt to record an episode, but the sound quality just really didn't cut it when you're trying to make something that sounds good. So I basically decided I'll wait till I get back to Australia. And when I got back to Australia, well, I couldn't find my microphone, and it makes no sense because I keep it in my office and I have been searching all over the place to try and find it. And I finally found it at my mum's house, of all places. And I think it must have been because I had taken it with me thinking I would record an episode there one day and left it there by mistake. And here I am. I finally found it. I've got my recorder back and here I am for episode 9. And absolutely, it's been a pretty awesome first 3 months of 2014. So much going on just in the world of technology and peer. It's amazing. Twitter's exploded. There's so many PE teachers on there sharing resources. And if you have never used Twitter, I absolutely wholeheartedly recommend it. And you can probably get started by going to the 14daytwitterchallenge.com. And that's a 14-day challenge I've set up for PE teachers to get them started on Twitter. It's phenomenal. It really is the sharing that happens in that place. Also, I've got a number of workshops that are taking place all over the globe at the moment. And you can find out where these are happening by going to thepeergeek.com/events. In a couple of weeks, I'm heading to New Zealand to go and run a series of 4 workshops over there. And then I'll be going from New Zealand to Singapore to do a iPads and PE workshop. And then a couple of weeks off and then I'm back overseas again, heading to Asia, going to Hong Kong and a few other places, Tokyo, for example. And then into September, I'll be visiting Dubai, Jordan, and then finally getting a chance to go to the UK. So you can find out all the places that I'm visiting by going to thepeergeek.com/events. And if you're interested in having me come and run a workshop, then get in touch with me via email. Now, on to 2014, I've obviously got a heap of new subjects myself, teaching them in the classroom in Bort District School. And for the very first time, I have a grade 1 PE class. Now, I've been fortunate to take, you know, the occasional class here and there, but having a grade 1 class for myself permanently has really, really, really been fascinating. And it's actually enabled me to trial a whole host of different things with a different cohort and gave me a different understanding of what elementary peer teachers and those working with really younger groups need and what they need from technology and how it can service them to improve their class. So, yeah, there'll be more of that coming in an episode very soon. I'm looking at doing a elementary-aged podcast. However, one thing that I absolutely am loving with my grade 1 class at the moment is Adventure to Fitness. Now, Adventure to Fitness is a website, and you can go there, and it's a video-based resource, and it's designed to basically take students through a series of activities, designed to improve their fitness, but there's a whole storytelling angle with it. It's really, really incredible. So, you know, one of the activities is in the Arctic environment, and the students basically watch the video and follow along with the different actions that are happening, and it's really immersive, so impressive. So basically you can have a projector set up or a large screen TV, or it can be just in a classroom. Put the video on, which is either streaming from the internet, or you can buy the DVDs at adventuretofitness.com, and the students follow along and complete the story and basically improve their fitness in this way that they don't even realize they're doing. So I absolutely recommend going checking that out, and it's something that I've known about but never been able to use until this year. Now, on to a couple of apps for this episode. Now, I have been thinking about running a podcast purely around fitness testing for quite some time, and I thought this would be the perfect time to share some apps and resources that I feel help with that particular part of PE programs. And it's something I get asked about a lot. You know, what sort of apps do you have to do these tests and that test? And, you know, what can you use to record fitness test results and, you know, make them available to students over a long period of time? And I'll let you know first that I'm working on an app right now that will be the ultimate recording tool for fitness tests, but more to come on that later on. However, these number of apps here are those that I use regularly to conduct fitness tests. And the first one is called Bleep Test Pro. And that's a bleep, not beep, Bleep Test Pro. And you can go and grab it at thepeergeek.com/bleep. Now, the guy that made this has really thought about how PE teachers might use a tool such as this, and has inbuilt a whole host of features so that it does all the automatic recording of the results as well. So, with a set of speakers on your iPhone or iPad, simply connect Bleep Test Pro and input all of your students. You can put their age and their gender in as well if you would like some more sophisticated results. And then you run the test. Now, you've got four different choices of test protocols. There's the Australian, some US tests, the UK test, and so on. Just vary in terms of the difference in terms of the beep and the levels and so on. And basically, once you start the test, the sound happens through the speakers. And then when students drop out, you basically just tap their name and it records the level they finish at. And when you finish all the students, it basically prompts you to send the results. And those results can be sent automatically to the students themselves or yourself, as the teacher gets a spreadsheet that has all the students in it. And if you go back and do another test, for example, with the same students, under their profiles in the app, you basically can see their change in their progress over time, which is really awesome. Now, I did this the other day using this app with my Year 12 students. And we're learning about VO2 max and metabolic rate and so on. And the app actually gives the guesstimate, an estimated VO2 max based on their result, which the kids really liked as well. So that's Bleep Test Pro, and it's about $1.99 and has basically replaced any beep test recording that I do in my class. Now, the second app is one that I built myself purely for a reference and something that I use with my students, and I know a lot of teachers are using it in the same capacity, and it's called Fitness Tests. Now, you can go and grab it by visiting thepeergeek.com/tests. It'll redirect you to the iTunes store where you can get it on either iPhone, iPad, or Android, and it's also available as an ebook as well. Now, this particular app doesn't do any recording of fitness tests. It helps you facilitate them though. So there's over 30 fitness tests, the explanations for them, the different protocols that you would need to follow to conduct the test properly. And in it, it's also got normative results based on a whole host of different age groups and genders and so on. So basically, I use this app and have my students utilize it, and they can conduct their own tests, and that becomes part of the assessment. So, you know, using this app, can you set up and coordinate the 20-meter shuttle run? And they have to follow the instructions, set it up, and then complete the procedure, complete the test, and then see how they went. And you can do that for up to 30 fitness tests. Now, inside of it, they're all categorized by fitness component. And then for each fitness component, there's, you know, one or two or three different tests that you can conduct. So just a simple pocket reference guide for either yourself or the students that you may be taking, and being really, really successful and really, really well received by the PE teaching community. Now, another app that has recently come out, I haven't blogged about it yet, is called Army Fitness. Now, Army Fitness is another brilliant app by Sten Kaiser, who makes the Sprint Timer app, which we've spoken about in the podcast. And yeah, he is absolutely a genius. And You can go and grab this app by going to thepeergeek.com/army, and it'll redirect you to the iTunes store. And he's basically created a series of fitness tests that can be all conducted on your iPhone. And basically you complete all the tests and you get a score based on your fitness levels. It's really impressive. So every single test that is in there can be completed and measured using the iPhone. So there's like a 2-mile run test that's conducted that uses GPS to track you. There's push-ups and sit-ups and some other tests in there as well. So it's worthwhile going through it, having your students complete it, and seeing how they come out. Absolutely awesome. And the final app, again by Sten Kaiser, is one that's been around for quite some time, and I assisted him in what I wanted in this app, and he brought it to life. And it's called Fitness Meter, and you can get that at thepeergeek.com/meter. It'll redirect you to the iTunes store. And essentially, this is another series of tests that can be conducted all inside of the iPhone or iPad. And one of the ones that I absolutely love is the sprint test that you can conduct in here. And basically, if you think about a 10-meter sprint or a 20-meter sprint test, and you know, at universities you would probably utilize a light gate so that people can run through and get an accurate time of their sprint. Essentially, with the app you can do the exact same thing. So basically, you would measure out a 10-meter or a 20-meter interval or whatever distance you wanted to measure the runners in. You would then position yourself looking through the app and lining up the virtual markers with the cones. So you move back and forward so that you can get them perfectly aligned. And then when the student runs through the first one, it triggers the timer in the app. And then when they cross the second virtual marker, it finishes the timer. So you end up with this really accurate 10-meter, 20-meter sprint timing conducted all through the phone. It's really well done. The other feature he has in there, which is really interesting, is the ability to conduct agility tests, say like the SEMO agility test or the T-test or whatever agility test that you have. And basically it detects when people cross the line and finish the agility test, and you get a really accurate time. So yeah, Sten Kaiser is again making these brilliant apps that help with all sorts of things to do with fitness testing. So that's four of them that I think are well worth checking out. Now, the whole fitness testing app market is huge. You know, we could do an episode where we looked at 20 of them, but these four are some that I regularly recommend to people. And the whole fitness testing app thing is quite close to my heart, because the first two apps I ever built were fitness testing apps, and they're still available. However, I have sold them off to other people, and basically they are using them and developing them even further. But the first app I ever built was called Step Test, and it was a 3-minute step test app, which you can find on the App Store. And the other one was 12-minute run, which is the classic Cooper's test conducted through the iPhone. And yeah, while they're not mine anymore, they're still available, and they're still available to be used. So yeah, fitness testing is definitely something that can happen on the iPhone or iPad, and there's a whole host of tools that can make them possible. Now, at this time of the episode, we've shared a couple of apps, and I usually share a tool or some sort of attachment that you can connect to an iPhone or an iPad to sort of enhance it. And in this episode, it's not something related to fitness testing at all. In fact, it's just so cool I had to share it in this episode, and it's called a Zep. And basically, it is a sensor that is about the size of a coin. And you basically attach it to either a baseball bat, a tennis racket, or you can even attach it to a golf glove. Now, with the dedicated app that goes with each of those different sports, you can track the activities that you would conduct with those various sports. So in the Tennis Zep tennis app, which you can go and check out at thepeergeek.com/zep, that's Z-E-P-P. It'll redirect you to the product that you can buy to make this possible. With the Zep tennis app, you can basically put the Zep sensor on the end of the tennis racket and then go and play a game. And at the end of the game, you can pair the sensor with your phone, which is just a matter of opening the app up and it automatically does it. And it will show you a pie chart that shows you exactly how many forehands you conducted, how many backhands, how many smashes, etc. And for each of those, you can go ahead and look at how powerful they were, the speed of your racket as it moved through the air, and a whole host of other metrics that you can use to improve your performance. So I mentioned that because I've only recently got hold of both the tennis and golf versions myself, and they have given me so many ideas as to how they can be used in the PE classroom. Most notably, I'll be using them in the middle of the year when my Year 12 PE class track a sport and see the amount of times, usually we do this manually, they would do things like forehands, backhands, etc. So we're going to be doing in using the Zep to do that much more accurately. So yeah, go and check them out. I just went and recently played a game of golf with the Zep Golf version. And yeah, you put it onto your golf glove and you play your game, and you can see every shot that you made. You can see a video playback. It's not a real video, but it's just a animation showing what your club head looked like through the air. And yeah, I'll tell you what, seeing your own club, there's a few interesting things that I did for sure. The plane that my club moves at is quite bizarre. Anyway, so go and check them out. It's pretty extraordinary. And I certainly recommend seeing how they can be used in the PE classroom. So that pretty much brings us to this episode. It was pretty quick. I just wanted to get back on the air and share with you a couple of tools that I'm using and a couple of the workshops that are coming up. So hopefully you can find or go and experiment with one of those different apps that is available. After all, that's what it's all about, finding one thing that works for you. Even if it's the smallest thing, that's entirely fine. Remember, we don't have to do everything at all to be using technology well in our classroom. Just one thing, one change makes it all worthwhile. So tune in next episode when we get episode 10, and I focus entirely on teaching students and the things that you can do to teach students operating in the elementary level. So until then, jump on the PE Geek blog and see what's happening. And if you've not subscribed to the PE Geek blog, you can do so by going to thepegeek.com/subscribe. And also, if you're interested in leaving a voicemail message for me and I will answer it and actually turn it into an episode, then you can do that by going to thepegeek.com/voicemail, and you can leave up to 30 seconds asking me a question and I'll turn it into an episode and answer it for everyone else. Okay, see you later. Thank you.